83% of what we know as humans we learn because of sight. We retain four times as much information when we see and hear something as when we only hear it. That's why you use visual aids in a presentation. What most people think when they first get in the real estate business is, oh, I'm not going to remember everything I need to tell a seller, or I'm going to need to tell a buyer. So what they do is they use some kind of a crutch, which is typically some type of listing presentation book. And then after they've used it for a while and they start feeling comfortable with it, they start winging it. It was never for the salesperson in the first place. It was always for the customer. No matter how good you are, you still need to use visual aids. Visual aids add credibility to what you're talking about, and it also leads to other conversations, and it makes sure that you don't leave things out so you get a complete presentation. So the presentation aid, whether it be printed or PowerPoint, is always for the customer. It's not for the agent. It just so happens that for new agents, it benefits them also. So it's not that you'll use a PowerPoint presentation every single time you go out with in a situation, but if you need it, it's good to have it right then and there. For instance, if you had a buyer presentation PowerPoint on your computer and you're holding a house open this afternoon, nobody shows up. The first warm body that shows up at your open house, they don't like it. But they're nice, and they're obviously going to buy something, and you'd like to work with them. Wouldn't it be nice if you could visit with them a moment and say, well, have you got a few minutes? I'd like to sit down with you and show you some of the things that I do to help buyers find homes. And then open up your computer to this buyer presentation and just simply go through the different things that you can do that possibly no one else has even told them. Many times people, when they say they don't think we're worth what we charge or this, that, or the other, the fact of the matter is they don't know what we do. When you go through a complete presentation, both buyer and seller, and explain all the services that we as realtors do on behalf of the buyer or the seller, there's no doubt in my mind that we earn our money. And if you will do this and actually teach them the process of buying, which is that's all sales is teaching. We're just educating these people so that they understand the process and the fact that most of them don't have the time or possibly the expertise to be able to do it on their own. And so we're proving that we're their best choice out there. One more thing for you to think about, of course, is the fact that currently the NAR membership is about 1.2 million people. If you don't know at least one realtor, you are an incredibly lonely individual. And so when you get ready to buy or sell a house, you've got choices to make. Some people don't want to deal with friends. Other people would prefer to deal with friends. But in any event, if you want to try to win that person over so that you can be their realtor, you've got to be able to show them the things that you can do for them. And a presentation, whether it be printed or PowerPoint, is something that tangibly shows them the different things. See, that's the other thing that we do. A lot of us think that the product that we've got is the house that we sell. It's not the product. The product is the service that we render. If we built houses, our product would be the house. But as realtors, salespeople, our product is intangible, and that's hard to describe what you'll do for a person. And when you can see things, it just makes it easier to understand.